Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, it is sensational to wake up sunshine and know that it's going to be a high of 74.
Oh my goodness. Beautiful.
Now, I'm pretty frustrated because yesterday when I looked at the forecast, today was supposed to be sun all day.
That's right.
Now it's saying it's mixed with clouds, but it's still going up 74. We were also supposed to have sun all week. And now there's rain, possibly Wednesday, Thursday night, Friday morning rain, Saturday clouds and wind. Sunday was supposed to be sunny, and it may still happen, but you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The forecast is literally changing every 6 to 12 hours.
Mother Nature's wild.
It happens.
Yeah, this is that time, right?
Yeah. I'm just looking online, Ebro, and seeing how, like, the clips I had everybody in their feelings yesterday. A lot of fighting going on. A lot of arguing.
Oh, you think that was because of the eclipse? They wasn't arguing. They wasn't arguing, a lot of fighting, arguing the day before the eclipse?
Yesterday, I saw people actually come out and listen, obviously, you know, it doesn't have to... It doesn't have to be the eclipse, but I saw Meek Mill arguing, speaking on Wale, and then the City Girls were at it. I'm like, what's happening? So a lot of drama to cover today.
Well, it's, you know. Wale and Meek been having little skirmishes on and off since that one time Wale didn't post his album fast enough.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So I thought it was over. I guess not.
No, they saw each other at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
They were both in, well, Wale was in Philly, and Meek's obviously in Philly. It was a big weekend for Philly with WrestleMania. But we'll get into all of that. We got Tyrone on the line and Aaron on the line to play the game that lives up to its name.
See ya.
Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you take time out to put on the appropriate eyewear and take a look at the solar eclipse yesterday?
Of course.
How was that for you?
It was all right.
So it's overblown, ain't it?
It was a movie.
So I have some indigenous people in my family, right? And I remember when I was younger, there was an eclipse. Or at least I feel like maybe there wasn't one. I don't know. I just remember them talking about one. And they're from Muskogee, Oklahoma. So if you do your knowledge on Muskogee, Oklahoma, there's like Black Cherokee. There's a lot of that out there. That's where they're from. And my grandmother's from there. My father's from there. And I just remember them having this whole conversation about when the sun and the moon are rebalancing their relationship. It's none of your business. Stay in the house and keep your energy focused. And so now I'm mad old, and I'm watching all these people get this eyewear and go stand outside and be all nosy. I was like, man, I don't know if I'm supposed to be doing that.
Yeah, it's all different. It's all
different. What's all different? Well, no, they was doing it when I was young, though, Shawnee. It was happening. They used to do this thing in school where they made you make this little box. I don't know if everybody remembers this, but you took like a cardboard box and you made the box so that when the light when the eclipse happened, it, like, I don't know, it did something in a box. So you looked into the box. You didn't look into the sky. This was before they actually made these glasses that everybody could
get. I
feel
like I remember this experiment.
Yeah, it was like an experiment. I don't remember how it worked or nothing, but I wasn't paying that much attention. Yeah. I wasn't that good in school. Relax.
Did you go outside yesterday?
I was driving during it. I was actually trying to go get Issa. Issa got let out of school.
So she could check it out.
Wow.
And they gave them glasses. And then her and her mom went and put the glasses on. And when they was doing their thing with it, I actually had, that gave me like 30 minutes. I tried to take a nap. But my phone kept ringing. I was pissed. Tyrone, what's going on?
We got Omar now.
Oh, Omar. Omar, good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening, man?
What's happening? You know, on my way to work, man, catching a little radio.
I hate you, man.
Call, happened to get through.
You had the glasses on yesterday looking at the eclipse?
Oh, nah. How was that work?
Oh, all right, all right, all right. Yeah, you sound like me, man. You sound like you'll pull over anywhere and take a nap real quick.
Absolutely.
What? I'll pull over anywhere and take a nap.
Me too. Me
Listen,
too.
It's got to happen.
5 minutes.
What? Absolutely. Listen, bro.
Recharge.
Yo, the best is like on a spring or fall day where there's a little breeze. You let the windows down. Woo! Ain't nothing like it.
That's what we call nature AC.
Oh, man. Ain't nothing like it, bro. Lean that seat back. Oh, man.
Absolutely.
Ribbit dick. Yo, Aaron, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Styles in the game that lives up to his name?
I'm going with you, Bob.
All right, now. Okay. What are we playing for, Laura?
We have tickets to see The Lox on Saturday, August 24th at
LOX, Yonkers. So they're always great live. Always.
Facts. Absolutely. Facts, facts.
60 seconds on the clock. That's right. Johnny's got the questions. Let's play, Laura. Never lose it.
Okay, here
we go.
Who reportedly will be cooperating with the feds?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Cassie.
Yep, for Diddy's probe. Pause.
Hey, yo, no Diddy.
What is the target? What is the target taken in the world?
What?
The target lake. Target lake in the world.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'll take a guess. Wait. Ebro.
Can you?
Ebro.
Lake Victoria.
Incorrect. North Styles.
Can you repeat the question?
What is the target lake in the world? That's what
in
I see
world?
Here.
The world?
Mm-hmm.
Target lake in the world.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Me neither. But it's what it says.
How much time we going to spend on it?
Caspian Sea. Caspian Sea.
Caspian Sea. Oh, yeah. Okay. I had no clue.
Who responded to Kendrick Lamar's diss? Ebro.
J. Cole.
That's right. Only to take him back and apologize. What common item has a chemical compound of sodium and chlorine? Ebro.
Laura.
Sodium and chlorine is salt.
That is a fact. Which
sodium
state
chloride,
was the first,
not chlorine, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Which state was the first to ratify the Constitution?
Ebro.
The buzzard went off.
The first state to ratify the Constitution was Virginia.
Incorrect. Laura Stiles.
No, I know what it is. Damn, why?
Oh,
is
that's
it
what I was going to say. Delaware?
Delaware is correct.
Yeah.
Ooh, got that correct, but Ebro wins.
Oh, we did it, Aaron. We did it. You got to take a seat of Lox, man.
Thanks, Ebro.
Thank you for listening. Where you headed this morning, Aaron?
August
24th. August 24th, you got tickets. On my way to work. And Omar, we love you, bro. Take that nap, man. Enjoy this sunrise, man.
God bless you. Have a good one.
Bless, love man.
Y'all.
Bless. Love you, too. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stab.
Coming up in the Flash and Lights report, Missy Elliott made a huge announcement yesterday.
Oh, she did.
She's back on the road, and we'll talk about it coming up next.
Minutes commercial free. Coming up next at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Yo, big up UConn wins the national title back-to-back years. Wow. Love it. Happy for UConn. Happy for UConn. Happy for Hurley, the head coach. It's come a long way. But, yeah, no, it's fire. Super fire. Loving every minute of it. Also, shout out to our team in Portland and all our listeners in Portland. The Powerball winner was in Portland.
Wow. Oh, my God.
$1.3 billion.
Billion.
Now, maybe you can slice off some of that and give it to some of the homeless people who claim they can't find a place to stay. Yo, Portland's had a homeless problem since I went to Portland in 1999, bro. Yo, Portland, Oregon's homeless. Yo, so ill. I remember one time I was driving by a homeless camp. They all had cell phones. I was like, and they was all like 19, 20. And I was like, wait. Y'all just don't want to go home.
Yeah, I mean, it's not always like that. There's people who literally who live check to check and sometimes just cannot make it.
Nah, it's Portland's different, Laura. This, you talking New York City talk.
No, I just feel like that's, it's, you know, the cases are always complex and there's different stories, but I've definitely seen that situation where you miss a check and then you can't catch up and eventually you get kicked out.
Nah, it's real. That's very real. Mm-hmm. I got somebody in my family prefers to be living on the streets right now than in the Bay Area. Prefers to be living on the streets than dealing with the family. And you know how they say, like, once you, like, are homeless young, it becomes so easy to stay like that.
Mm. Yeah.
There's a whole, especially for, like, little kids, too. Like, kids who are born into homelessness.
Right. Living
because
in
that's
shelters,
all they know.
That's yeah, it's comfortable.
Sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah. What you're used to.
Yeah, it's like
what you're used to.
Yeah, you get used to it. It's not good. It's not what you want. Yeah, Rosenberg, did you put on the solar eclipse glasses yesterday and get a, you know,
I did
go
not.
Outside?
I did not. I literally just saw it get kind of dark and looked outside at people looking, and that was as far as I got.
You weren't into it. You were like, yeah, I'm not going to go stand outside and stare at this guy.
No, I'm cool. My wife put up a very cool picture. I was like, oh, that's
I saw cool. that. That was nice.
I was like, that's it. That's cool.
Well, I'm glad because I was prepared to hit you with a congratulations. You played yourself because your eyes were already going to shambles as it is. I was like, really? You going to go stare at the sun, too? Good job.
No, exactly. I'm not Donald Trump. I'm not out there staring up.
Yeah, let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Stiles.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
So Missy Elliott surprised everyone by announcing her first ever headlining tour. She has Busta Rhymes, Timbaland, Ciara joining her, kicking off in North America beginning July 4th in Vancouver. But in true Missy fashion, the whole thing was like a spaceship, the costumes or something else. Like, it was really cool to see. But I was like, I was surprised. I'm like, wow. But I'm excited to see the visuals because you know she's going to come with it. So that's going to be a nice blast from the past.
Are we in there? I'm at that joint.
That's going to be fun. Yeah.
Missy got hits. Busta got hits. They're great on stage. You know.
Are we getting full arenas? Do we know?
I gotta check, but she could do it, bro. She could do it, but I gotta check. I just saw that the trailer was directed by Dave Myers, who directed Get Your Freak On, One Minute Man. I mean, it's dope. There's no one like her, man.
It is an arena tour.
She's gonna kill this. I'm in.
Yeah, no, we gotta get tickets. We'll have tickets to give away. Even if we got to take it out of Laura's paycheck to figure it out.
Gee, thanks. And you
oh, yeah,
too.
No problem. We'll get it done. We'll get it done.
That's a flash of lecture for it. Time is 7:02. High of 75 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
In effect. On the way, man. Ride or die. Congratulations. You played yourself. It sounds like if you think you're voting for RFK Jr., they had another plan for you. That's what it sounded like.
Oof.
That's what it sounded like. That's the news coming out today. So you might have to get hit with the button. I don't know how many of there are you. I mean, his poll numbers were like 0.5%, but it's still worth a baton. Matter of fact, if your whole family is the Kennedy family and they're against you running and are telling everybody not to vote for you, you get the button. Your name will be RFK Jr. That's happening. And if you looked up at the eclipse yesterday with no glasses on, maybe you should get the button.
Oh, man. Yep.
It's all coming up. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
WQHT FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, Ebro, that's me. You got Laura, that's her. And you got Rosenberg, pow.
Pow, pow,
pow. Pow, blam, blip. It's cracking out here. And it's sunshine right now. Hopefully it continues throughout the day. But the big headline is it will be in the 70s, the low 70s today.
Crazy.
Wow.
I mean, so you got a
soul. Listen,
it was, the earthquake was 4.8. And then you had, was 4.8, and then you had a solar eclipse that happened on 4.8, and then the aftershock happened at 4.08 p.m., and then there was sun the next day.
That's right.
And
coincidence? I think not.
I think not.
You know what I'm saying?
Prepare yourself. It's the end of days.
Be clear.
Oh. Hit the button, man. All that.
All funny games until.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yup, playing yourself, yup, playing yourself.
Oh boy.
Well, it's always interesting. There's like religious fear mongering, and then there's like political fear mongering. There's always some scare tactic around somewhere. It's the correlation of the realization of the situation.
These are signs, Ebro, that the end is coming.
So, like 3,000 years ago, before there was like, you know, data and tracking and science and all of these things that you could literally read up about the patterns and the universe and the things that are going to take place. I kind of understand how, like, things would happen, unexplainable things or things you were just not knowledgeable about in nature would happen. And the populations would run in fear, looking for answers. And some, you know, individual would come along claiming they knew all the information. And if you follow what I'm telling you to do, you will reach salvation. You will be fine. This is thousands of years this has been going on.
He's tapped in.
Somebody was tapped in.
Facts.
So what you're saying is nothing's changed at all. It's the same thing.
We're still here.
It's more confusing. More confusing.
Well, but even more so now with all the access to information and science and people doing studies and everything. Still, when there's a solar eclipse, people jump on the internet like...
Studies? We believe TikTok.
Studies. Listen to some rando lady you don't know who's got some cards and some astrology who's telling you what this means.
But does she have followers, though?
She got her followers big.
That's
followers
it?
Is big. Big followers.
Why were people connecting the solar eclipse to the earthquake?
Well, because it's weird. This is the real button. So the solar eclipse affects a majority of the planet that is seeing the sun, which is about half of the planet, right?
Something like that. A lot.
The earthquake only happened in our area.
Right.
For some reason, some people's human brains forget that we are on an entire spinning rock moving through the universe with billions of people all over the globe that have no idea and no connection to what you just went through in your small little area. I don't know how you would tie those two instances together.
Well, to me, the bigger part is, to Ebro's point, the eclipse everybody knew was happening. It was already on the calendar.
Right.
The earthquake just happened. It was a random occurrence.
But, you know, people are going to connect Mother Nature and the different things. And it was... You know, different conversations of because it's the moon, it affects the water. We're close to the water. We felt the effects in New York.
How does that tie to the earthquake?
Nothing to worry about.
Because the tides affected the water and it made the earth. I don't know. I'm not saying I have.
I was wondering why the fault line that runs through New Jersey was affected by. The water.
Right. I was trying to make some sense of it, but I'm not saying...
But that's where the button comes... That's why this is a congratulations, right. You played yourself.
But I'm saying you can see why some people might try.
I don't. No, I Shani.
Because it's all Mother Nature.
Oh, the only thing I see is people who don't want to read.
It's only
or don't want to listen to professionals that do these... Understand these things for a living. Like, I don't get it.
Right.
You will hire someone to fix your fridge because they know how to do it. You will hire somebody to... you will go check in with somebody because they know about the human body, whether that's about your rectal exam or your gynecological exam. You will go see professionals.
Your teeth?
Your teeth, your eyes, professionals that go to school to do this. But when it comes to something that literally affects nature, the globe, and the sun and the moon, you'll just go on TikTok?
I don't get it.
A lot of followers.
Big followers.
Hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You'll just pop up at some rando palm reader on 7th Avenue on Varick?
Well, you definitely don't want to do that.
Yeah, nah, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Laura, what you got today?
All right. Well, it's a story that just keeps going, Ebro. It just keeps going and going and going. We're talking about the Young Thug racketeering trial, the RICO trial that's going down in Atlanta. Now, we have seen craziness, okay? But it just keeps going. So, recently, they were in court, and they identified a woman who was supposed to testify. And then she testified last month. But she opened up about being sexually harassed by an investigator with the Fulton County District Attorney's Office.
Come on.
Young Thug's lawyers obtained copies of the text between the investigator and the woman and complained to the judge. And when they showcased all the text messages, it was clear sexual harassment, bruh. Like, clear sexual harassment. Like, it doesn't end. It's one thing after another. Now, they're saying that this trial could go on to 2027 because that's how bad it is.
Well, we're going to hear about this, Ebro, for another 3 years.
Yeah.
Well, and then they'll have to give Young Thug time served or whatever because he's going to sit in jail the whole time. And then, who knows? All I really got from this was that DA's office is horny. Didn't Fonnie Willis have a situation with someone she hired and they got into a relationship and they was humping? Hunching?
No, I think they had a past relationship.
No.
No, it was current. That was the issue.
It was current? Ugh,
yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was past.
And then now your man's you the investigator for the office and you horny too.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah, it's not what you want.
Yo,
it's
bro. Guys.
Give him all the button, bro.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got up today, fam?
Well, listen, my timeline yesterday was in shambles. I'm guessing similar to yours, Ebro, because, you know, I liked J. Cole being honest about his feelings.
Yeah, I appreciated it.
And you'd be amazed at how many people explained to me how hip-hop works and broke down for me that basically J. Cole is now disqualified from anything ever in life. And that what happened was, and I quote from according to some tweets, quote, indefensible what has happened. Was indefensible.
Now hip hop is over now. It's over now.
And by the way, so also what became clear is the idea of the genre maybe growing and evolving and maybe like it evolves because someone who's at a really high level does something sort of bold that allows it to evolve on some level. That is ruled out. It can only be one way. And if you don't do it that way, that means you're disqualified.
That's right.
So J. Cole, because he was honest with himself, didn't like how it felt, he now is a bad guy. Or no, not a bad guy. He just can't be the one.
I agree with that sentiment.
He can't be the one.
But two things.
He could be great. He'll be great. He's great. He's awesome.
A few things, guys, though. The one is made up. There is no one. Never has been. Never will be. And by the way, y'all had it?
There's a lot of people.
There was one.
Y'all had one.
Big was a one. Nas was a one.
Jay was a one.
M
was a one.
They were all at the same time. They weren't.
No, they weren't.
They had
they were.
They all had their moment.
Illmatic was before Big.
Listen, you guys can play games if you want. There is no, it's all subjective. The one,
that's true.
But there was consensus.
There was consensus.
There's not consensus now.
And it's a convo.
J. Cole's never been a consensus one.
No, he hasn't.
Drake's never been consensus one.
No,
Kendrick's never been consensus one.
Well, because they're all the big three. Now there's no big three. It's just me. So here we go. We're about to find the one. So
there's always a conversation.
Well, and also to King Lou's point, I was just about to say this. So then, in Cole, specifically to Cole, and we can come back to this again because we got here yesterday, specifically to Cole, mm-hmm. then don't rap about being the one.
Exactly.
Because he now said he didn't like the battle record that he put up?
No.
Because when it came time for you to defend that position.
Right.
And somebody took shots at you.
That's probably not the position that he's upset about how he defended, though.
What do you mean?
He didn't like the things that he said about someone he considers a friend and a colleague he respects.
Right, but so you screwed up in your defense. That's right.
Why does that disqualify you from being the one?
Because you botched it. It would be
Who made that rule? Because if you do that. Hear me out. You had all yesterday. 1 minute. Who made the rule that if one of these artists decides to get up after they did something, go, I didn't like the way that played out.
I think it's just a competitive rule. It would be like if you were in a.
Genres have the not competitive rule?
And that's why hip-hop is what it is.
They don't have competition. What do they compete for?
Right. And that's why hip-hop is what it is. And it's
Yes,
it's what separates it from everything else.
It's
what makes it special.
There's competition where people are willing to go for
a made-up crown.
A made-up crown, yes.
And fight with their peers.
And say really horrible things
that they very often later regret. This one was just an early regret.
Is it toxic? If you want to talk about it being toxic, yes it is. It's from a toxic street culture that we've all loved for the majority of our lives.
It is.
And real quick, though, when is the manual coming out on what you're supposed to say and do to be?
It's like the Ten Crack
it's written in the streets.
It's not written. It's rhymed.
It's written.
It's lived.
All right.
Wow.
Cool.
It's understood.
I never thought I'd see the day.
It's understood. Okay.
Interesting. It is understood.
J. Cole can absolutely grow. Like, I don't even know why we're having this. That's the biggest congrats of the people who are mad in your Twitter. Like, this is not about being mad at J. Cole or being mad at hip hop. He chose what he wanted to do, and I'm proud of him.
I'm happy for him. But you're also disqualifying him yourself.
No, I'm not disqualifying him from being a great rapper and a great artist and somebody who's beloved and somebody who should celebrate.
But you are simultaneously saying he is down a peg.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Don't separate yourself from everyone else. It's kind of the same thing.
You use the word kind of, so it's not exactly the same thing. There is nuance here, and you're smart enough to know the nuance.
Right. Yeah, but what I'm saying is you're kind of living on both sides of the fence. You're saying he didn't disqualify himself. He didn't hurt himself. I'm proud of him. He's this.
No,
he's that.
No,
can't be the
he
one.
He hurt himself in a particular conversation about being the great of a generation, the preeminent great of a generation. And specifically with Drake, who does all different types of things that we critique. He doesn't have a classic album, or he puts out too much music, or we don't like certain types of records. We critique Drake all day. Right, we critique Drake when he went to battle with Pusha. We critiqued him very hard when he didn't want to put out that record, and he said, "Oh well, Jay Prince told me I can't put the record out."
But he's not disqualified.
No. We knocked him down a peg against Pusha. We did do that.
But you know why he's not disqualified? Because when anybody challenges his position, he defends it. Bro, you can't say you're number one, and when somebody says, "Oh, I don't think you are," that's on your level. You go, I don't want this
problem. I just want to clarify again these made up rules. So, Ebro, who is still on this thing,
on these airwaves,
where we've discussed how Drake has never made an important record ever. He's still qualified. J. Cole, who's made repeated back to back. Increasingly better and important in content albums, he is disqualified because in this one particular battle where he got into it with a friend,
his only battle he ever had.
so far. I didn't know history.
That matters.
Was the eclipse going to end the world on Monday? Why is this the only thing?
It might. You never know.
He's mixing his personal feelings with the art.
Listen,
Rosenberg, your guy.
You're ganging up on me. Ganged up on him. I'm sorry. It doesn't disqualify him from anything.
J. Cole's last project, right? There's been a big shift in J. Cole from his last project to now. From him saying...
Stop the music. We're just going to preempt the whole thing.
We're going to preempt
because,
the whole thing.
Because the truth of the matter... Here's the truth of the matter is, because it's really not even worth explaining.
Right.
And it's why some people are frustrated. In hip-hop, we used to be able to reach a consensus, right? Because it was smaller. And it was a more niche genre. Right now, we're having this mature dialogue about an individual who didn't want to lyrically battle his friend and said he felt some type of way about it and he felt bad about it and he didn't want to do it and he regretted doing it and he wants to, I don't know if retract, apologize, whatever, but still welcomed his friend like, yo, my chin is out, I'll take it on the chin, whatever. It just doesn't sit well with me.
Right.
The truth of the matter, and it isn't for me, isn't the fact that he apologized. I like the fact that he is being honest with himself. That's on the human side, on the human level of like, I thought that I wanted this and this isn't what I wanted. I changed my mind. That is very human. Love it. Respect it.
Right.
But yes, you spent many months, many records, many times saying that you are the GOAT. Matter of fact, the most recent time saying that there's a big three and I'm Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali is synonymous with the greatest in physical battle, in battle, Muhammad Ali, the greatest, right? The GOAT, right? So you said that. Someone called your bluff, and you didn't want to. My real critique of J. Cole before his apology was going to be, I thought he overplayed his hand in 7-minute drill. A, I thought he said things he didn't mean. You didn't even sound like you meant it.
Right.
I agree.
B, you did too much. Like that, right. That's your boy. You could have approached 7-minute drill just exactly how you approach that apology.
Right.
I don't want this, but we could do the lyrical battle thing, but I love you, bro, and this ain't even where I'm at. However, you didn't.
Okay.
And so you put out something that you regretted, it didn't feel good, and now you've apologized.
Okay.
So you get the button.
You got the congratulations, you played yourself, but we're proud of you for being true to yourself because I believe the growth in hip-hop and the opportunity here is for people to see like, yo, I don't have to be somebody I'm not. I can be true to who I am. But that doesn't mean you're not going to receive critique. And that doesn't mean people aren't going to hold it against you later on. The same way they're going to hold Drake not continuing the battle against him later on.
Okay.
That's all people are saying. And they're disappointed in somebody who claims to be the best backing down from a challenge.
Right. But you just removed the main thing that you said of, but it disqualifies him from being the greatest.
What do you mean?
Well, because right now you have someone in Kendrick Lamar who has equal the accolades and skill, right, as J. Cole, who has not backed down. So in the competition arena, just comparing apples to apples of this, quote, big three, Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick, you have an individual who has never backed down and nobody has been willing to test. Well, two that have never backed down and nobody's been willing to test. Just looking at their record, this is not about their humanity. This is not about how I feel about J. Cole as a person. This is just about the battle arena that we know is a part of hip-hop. That's all.
Got it. So that's fair. In the battle arena, he has shown that in this moment, he is clearly not on the level of Kendrick or Drake.
When it comes to Kendrick and battling Kendrick or Drake, who are, they're the greats of this generation. Like, I think that is consensus in hip hop. Does anybody disagree?
No, I would say those three are the three. I mean, there are others who are really great, but they stand out above the rest.
They've got the hit records. They've got the accolades.
The tours.
They've got the time. They've got the tour. They have all of the accoutrement that you need to be considered one of the greats. The skill set, like nobody would question them. And when it came time, J. Cole said, I don't want this. This is not what I want. I don't want to battle with my friend. And that is 1,000% fine in my book, but people are going to be like, well, the other guy was willing to take your head off.
Right.
And Drake ain't going back down, I don't think.
I mean, he hasn't said anything yet, but yeah, sure.
I think that's what people are doing.
You know what, Ebro? Hit yourself with the button. That long-ass explanation. You're right. No one has time for nuance like that. That was right. What you just said, that whole thing, was right. Does that fit in 140 characters?
No.
I don't think so. Hit us with the button for having the conversation.
No, it doesn't.
Because that's...
Now play J. Cole's 7-minute drill that he don't like.
Congratulations.
Oh, man. Come on.
Did he delete it yet, by the way? Is it gone?
No, it's still up.
It should be deleted. And one of the things, too, that I will say, I was thinking, he didn't apologize to Kendrick directly.
No, he didn't say sorry.
You could tell based on the speech, he hasn't reached out to him. It wasn't like he was on stage like, yo, I called that man.
Now, let me ask a question.
He's my friend. Wait, hold up. I called that man, and I apologized to him because this is not what I want. He's just like, yo, I want to offer you an apologize to his fan base and for my actions. But is it a real sorry if that's real?
Well, no. Yeah, I would say it is, though, Shawnee, because a lot of people feel like so. If you diss me publicly, apologize publicly. And that's what
he
did.
Right. And he did it on his stage.
His festival.
If he didn't get so much backlash on his record, you think he would have apologized?
I do. I believe in J. Cole.
I wish he would have. Honestly, I'm a J. Cole fan. I wish he would have just taken more time and thought about what he wanted in this moment and approached the 7-minute drill, you know, which I read was like a drill that he and T-Minus does in the studio to play with words and just kind of warm up the rapping. It's something that they do. I wish he would have approached it the same way he approached how he really, truly feels deep down about the path that he's on, right? Because
I bet he wishes he did, though, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the mistake that he made. That is the mistake.
And the same way he used elements of Takeover in 7-minute drill, I wish he would have also went back and listened to Ether again. Because Ether's one of those songs, if you listen to Nas didn't attack J. Cole or Jay-Z's discography at the time. Nas went after who he was as a human being,
right. And
dug really into the psyche of what Jay-Z is, and that's why it was. And J. Cole has that ability,
but he wouldn't want to do that to Kendrick either.
But he wouldn't have had to diss Kendrick. He could have just operated strictly from the fact that Kendrick was on the attack.
Right.
He could have went straight at the fact that you're using this for promo. He could have went at that piece. He didn't have to do as much. He didn't have to give as much.
How about you could have really? I really thought from the beginning Cole kind of caught a stray and didn't even have to respond in the first place.
Right.
That's the bigger congrats. It was clearly more at Drake, and you just caught it because you were standing next.
Well, and the challenge from Kendrick on like that, and if y'all don't want to play 7-minute drill, you playing like that. I ain't backing off that joint rings off still.
Well, he was like, "Prove you a problem."
Well, no, but yeah, it was basically Kendrick saying, listen, man, I'm paranoid. I don't know what side you're on. You're running around with a guy that you know I've been going back and forth with. Pick a side. I need to know where you're at. And maybe J. Cole, if he wanted to respond early, could have been like, listen, I'm not picking sides. I'm cool with both of y'all. If that's really how he felt.
Right.
But he could have approached it differently, and he didn't.
Exactly. And that is the whole thing. And I guess the reason I understand what everyone's saying in terms of the importance of battle within the culture. I'm not playing ignorant on that. What I'm leaning into, though, is my frustration at how little we as a society generally reward people for being men and standing up and looking at themselves in the mirror and going, I got it wrong.
No, I see that for J. Cole.
Yeah,
I see that for J. Cole.
Because I also said that on the human side of it, I appreciate what J. Cole did, and it takes courage to do what he did. But on the hip hop side of things, it's not the same.
And maybe that's fine.
Yeah,
maybe that's part of what the bravery was.
This? Right, but how about this, guys? How about this? The other piece that's frustrating for me is, and this is like you're bringing up society, Rosenberg. Here's the piece that's frustrating for me. People need to stop and understand what you are actually asking for and what comes with the path you are choosing.
Right.
Right. And what we're seeing Cole say is, I don't want to beef with my dude. I don't even want to do that. Right. I respect him too much. I don't want this. But also, B, do I really even now want this made-up crown and what comes with people taking shots at you now that you are seen as
the guy?
The guy. Because that is a part of, and by the way, that's a part of all competitive atmospheres. pick a competition or a competitive atmosphere where when you're seen as the guy, the gal, the main one, people aren't coming for your head. That's the other night with the WNBA championship, it was about beating Caitlin Clark more than it was about beating Iowa for the Gamecocks.
You mean the women's college
championship? The women's college championship.
Ebro, it's in everything. It's in business. It's in school. You want to be the valedictorian and people gunning for your head. It's in everything. It's in everything that's competitive. Right?
And so, you may have to go against your friend.
Yeah. You might have him.
And if you don't want it,
don't ask for it.
And you won't be that one.
Well, and that's the button because he didn't have to. Right. He just didn't. He could have just kept living. And, right. So that is the. But I knew the second he dissed to Bimpa Butterfly, I literally said out loud. Someone on the street at WrestleMania came up to me and was like, "What do you think?" A security guy. And we started talking. And I was like, "J. Cole is too smart a rap fan. There's no way he actually thinks To Pimp a Butterfly was trash. No way."
Well, he called it boring. He called it boring.
He's too intellectual to think that was boring. Because I know J. Cole enjoys real intellectual, social, political conversation that Kendrick Lamar was on years before anyone else was even jumping in. I know he didn't find that actually boring. He's saying what he's heard other people say.
Right, parroting the internet. And that's another
feel that way.
Well, and that's the other congrats he gave himself in his apology.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He succumbed to the pressure of the internet and looking at fans and people wanting blood and going at da-da-da-da-da, which is a huge congrats and goes back to what I just said. You got to know you, and you got to know what you want in this game. Because
listen,
when the time comes, and you've done asked to be number one and claim number one and I'm the greatest and I'm the someone's going to test you.
Right.
And you could say that's toxic, but I think it's in some ways I think it's beautiful because there's a lot of people running around here talking about they the greatest, and they've never ever ever had to substantiate that claim.
It's just interesting because we're talking about Drake too, and yet Drake, the idea that Drake's ever been consensus is insane because half the culture hates on the idea of it all the time.
Who said he was consensus?
Most people don't even allow him to be in the conversation. Not most, a lot of people.
Well, he's got the Quentin Miller incident. He's right. Got the Pusha T incident, and so as this plays out, if people were able to actually he won that battle though.
Right.
Yeah, I'm talking about things that he actually came up on the short end of the stick on. If people were actually able to digest Kendrick Lamar's Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers and To Pimp a Butterfly for what it actually is on a macro level, people aren't willing to do that work with Kendrick Lamar because you know what? It takes a lot of work. These are difficult things to digest. It is not just surface level content, right? And so Kendrick doesn't get the layman all the time, the passive listener.
That's the irony. That's the irony, though. By J. Cole taking that conversation and bringing it up, he did speak for a lot of people. Yes. I had the conversation. They didn't get To Pimp a Butterfly. They didn't get Mr. Morale. And now because J. Cole kind of fumbled in the moment, he gave Kendrick a win with people that Kendrick didn't even have a win with.
Yes.
They actually did feel the way Cole said he felt.
And it was like, yo, thank you, Cole. Thanks for saying it.
Exactly. Now Kendrick got a win anyway.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. The question was asked, like I said yesterday, is you like that? That's what this record is asking.
He said, I'm not.
And Cole was like, I am?
I don't know. I feel you,
maybe
bro.
Maybe I'm not.
I feel you, bro.
Maybe I'm not.
I'm not like that.
I don't want that. I'm not like that. And that is okay. We love
him. But he is like that, though. He's just not like that.
He's not like that.
He's like that, though.
This verse right here.
He's not like that.
I'm like that.
Yeah. Yo, it's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Call right now. It's time to beat the buzzer. We'll handle that next. Plus, Laura Styles is working on Flashing Lights. Laura Styles, what you got?
All right, coming up in the Flashing Lights report, a lot of fights went on over the internet. Meek Mill versus Wale, the City Girls.
Wait, what?
The Girls. Coming up, Flashing Lights. Fights.
These talking out of their neck. Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Hey, let's get it.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Well, there's also, there's the other piece of it too with J. Cole that is like, you know, some people can battle and say mean things to someone that, you know, they respect and like, and it means nothing. It's just a battle. Some people aren't capable of mustering up that energy, that negative energy, to throw at somebody that you care about without it actually being real. It's just, that's just a personality type. And I think there's a part of that in J. Cole too, right? Like, where you see the URL battles and you see these guys battling and talking about personal things and, you know, trying to demean each other for the sake of entertainment. And, like, I don't watch that for that reason. I don't like things that look like they're about to be fights that aren't.
Right. I know.
I don't like it, which is, but then again, that's why I don't get in battles.
Well, yeah, but you also probably aren't that into the people just... The art of battle rap, how it sounds audio-wise, is just not my cup of tea either.
So. Well, yeah, I mean, I've watched some, and I like some, and I like some of the rappers, too. But just on a regular, everyday, all this gun talk and violence talk at each other, like...
Without even a beat to speak of?
Well, then that part. But
y'all are just yelling.
It's just something that I don't prefer, right? And I don't like the energy around it, a la J. Cole. My spirit is not aligned that way.
Yeah, we feel you.
It's time to beat the buzzer. Dennis is on the line. Dennis, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Do you know how to beat the buzzer?
Of course.
All right. We're going to cheat. So we're going to work together. 60, or not 60 seconds. That's a different game. Shiny Culture.
That's right.
It's time for Dennis to beat the buzzer.
$90. $140. $175. $230. $280.
You better say something, I think.
$350.
Go now.
Stop.
Yeah. What was that, 330?
350, I thought.
350 or 330? What did it say?
I think
it said 350, right?
350?
I think it's 350, yeah. 350, yeah.
Three something. I don't know. It was kind of cut, but
either way, it'll be reviewed, and you got it, buddy. All right,
Dennis, you're getting paid, man. You got $300 something. Let's see how much was left in there. What was about to happen? What's next? Literally at the buzzer.
Crazy.
Wow.
From downtown, Dennis got paid. Yo, Dennis, hang on. We'll get you $300 blank, whatever it is.
We'll right. find out.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, man. Thank you for playing. Your next chance, everybody, is at 8:40, right after the Gurus. Let's go. Flashing Lights, Laura Styles.
Oh, man. So we've seen the Meek Mill Wale feud in the past, and we thought everything was all good. But Meek Mill made it clear that he was upset because of a new picture of Wale next to, I guess, one of Meek's ex-friends. This guy named Dean, who used to work with him. Friend turned foe was taken. And, you know, Meek was not happy about the photo. So he went on a whole rant on Twitter. And, yeah, guys. You know, all Wale said was just something like, when you get in other people's and serious drama in the industry, 90% of the time they'll be back as friends eventually. And then you look silly. And in the end, so I love minding my business. If a photo can create such vitriol, one has to ask himself some questions. Happy Monday.
It's just like, why did this have to go on social media, Meek, if you and Wale was cool? If y'all was really cool in the first place, why wouldn't you be like, yo, bro, you took a picture with bro? And Wale would be like, I'm sure Wale's like, I don't even know what's going on, bro. Like, bro walked over and probably walked over for this reason to take a photo. To antagonize me.
I'll tell you one thing.
That's how I see it.
I mean, we can all agree this is significantly worse than anything that happened with J. Cole. The pictures and what are we talking about, guys? What are we doing?
It's bad. This is bad, right? Listen. We'll spend time on this on the show after the show, and I'm lying. We won't be spending time on this.
But yeah, this isn't even worth time.
We have the show, after we go live.
Rosenberg, if your friend takes a picture with one of your ops, you would probably feel a certain way too, especially someone who's going around talking ish about you.
Oh, yo, Rosenberg, who is the person that I can go take a picture with that is your op? I want to go do it and see what happens.
By the way, there are tons, and I would definitely text you on the side and be like, really, bro?
He caught me off guard, man.
Then you'd be like, my bad. And I go, oh, okay, cool. But why do this all on social? There really is no reason.
Because I don't think they're really that cool in the first place.
Right.
And kind of the same thing happened with the City Girls, which was sad to see.
Yeah, what happened with the girls?
Oh, my God. You know, just a bunch of back and forth on Twitter that was unnecessary. So Young Miami reposted JT and accused her of throwing shade these past few weeks as her, you know, association with Diddy has come into, like, you know, come to the light. And then, you know, Young Miami,
her association with Diddy has come to the light. They had a public relationship. What do you mean? What's going on with Diddy has come to the light.
Right, but her alleged involvement.
Oh, because,
you know, people are specifically coming at Young Miami for the drug accusations, that, you know, the other stuff. So Young Miami even accused JT's song Sideways, No Bars, you know, containing sneaky lyrics aimed at her. So basically, guys, you know, they were calling each other fake friends, blah, blah, blah. They went back and forth, and it was all on Twitter. And at one point, I guess they got on the phone, and then they went back on Twitter. And they were accusing each other, like, didn't we just have this conversation? But hopefully everything will be okay between them two.
Oh, no. This is not what we wanted from the girls. This was not there. This is not what I was thinking.
Yes, we did not.
But didn't they make up? They made up. It's fine.
Hopefully.
It was just talking about they love each other on Twitter after all of this. I love you, girl. No, I love you more and all of this.
Oh, really?
Yes,
and I just hope it stays that way. I hope it stays that way. But that's your Flash and Light report.
They
time made is 7:59, high of 75 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Up next, we'll delve deeper into Rosenberg's ops, whoever these people are. I didn't even know you had ops, bro. Who are the ops that would actually take a picture with me that you don't?
Well, no. The problem is anyone that I have, basically, they won't take a picture with you anyway. So this is let's come up with another topic, because there's not a lot there to say.
Big ops talk coming up.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg, good morning, sunshine right now. They say clouds is pulling up, let's hope not. High 74. I want to get the lines full right now, too, with our Muslim brothers and sisters that are listening, because tomorrow's a big day. It's the end of
Ramadan.
Big Eid, Al-Fatur tomorrow, and they hit the masjid in the morning, go to pray and all that in the morning, and then big feast tomorrow. So I want to know a couple of questions. A, did you screw up at all during Ramadan? Be honest. Because you know the Catholics during Lent fell apart.
That's facts. People be like, for 40 days, I'm not going to do this. And you lasted about 40 hours.
Matter of fact, if you Catholic, you could call too, because you know you fell apart. What was yours, Cass?
Yeah, I held it down, bro. I'm still rocking. I said.
What'd you say?
I said, no sugar for the whole 40 days. Nothing. Right. Nothing with sugar in it at all. I'm still going.
Nice.
Okay.
Wait, Lent's over?
Yeah.
Easter.
But by the way, it's the first year. It fell apart. It's, yeah, I don't know why. It just held
you locked
together.
In.
I locked in this year.
So we'll take your calls, too, on that. Also, what are you eating? Because I didn't know if there was, like, specific food at the end of Ramadan that has to be eaten, or depending on your ethnicity, you get to finesse it. However, you know, Rasan on our side, he's Trini. So is doubles in there? Some roti in there for the beat? Like, how you get to mix it up?
Oh, true.
Talk
true.
That talk.
Yeah, Rasan says doubles and roti is going down at the crib. All halal.
Yeah, I mean.
Sounds you know what I mean? Now, Rosenberg, you was at WWE over the weekend.
That's right.
Big WrestleMania. How would you... Now, I got to let y'all know, I saved this for today. I locked in on the Peacock app, WrestleMania, me and Issa.
Whoa, you did? Wow.
Yeah, jumped on the Peacock app because it was Saturday night and we was... Are we going to watch a movie? I was like, yo, you want to watch wrestling? She was like, yeah, let's watch wrestling. Yo, Issa was so... Bruh, first of all, Rey Mysterio and his son beefing had Issa ready to turn the TV off. She was like, how is his son doing this to him? These families are so tired. Yo, the Uso brothers, she couldn't understand how the one Uso kept messing up the other Usos going trying to get his championship. And she's like, he just wants to have a life of his own. Why won't his brother...
Wait. And she was able to go this far just from, like, because they do a great job with the recap videos.
Oh, that's so
like
all just from the recaps. We don't watch wrestling. It's all right, from the recaps. She was these families are so toxic. I don't even know if I want to watch this anymore.
I mean, she's right. I mean, what is more toxic than twin brothers getting into a fight and a father and son in a tag match? I mean, it's nasty out here.
Yo, she was into it. And then the girls came out. And, you know, Naomi and Bianca Belair, those are her girls. Like, girls. And what's the new girl? Cargill, what's her name?
Jade Cargill, yeah.
Bruh, when she saw Jade Cargill, she was like, these black women are so amazing. This is the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yo, how old is Issa these days? Nine?
She's nine, yeah.
Yeah, she's nine.
She was in, bro. In. And then, yeah. So I'm like, look, I want to see what goes on with The Rock. I want to see, you know, look, I've been in and out of wrestling for years. I want to see what's going on with The Rock. And she fell asleep during the main event.
No. Yeah, well, Saturday went late. Sunday was earlier. Saturday did go late, so I get it. Because Rock probably didn't come out till what, 10:30, 10:45?
Nah, it might have been 10-ish. Yeah, 10-something, yeah.
And The Rock, yo, do you know what happened on Sunday, though? Do you even see what happened to The Rock on Sunday?
I have no idea what happened on Sunday.
No, what happened?
So, wait, how did Saturday night even end?
So Saturday night ended with The Rock and Roman winning, so that meant bloodline rules for Sunday, which basically just means that Roman had he could do anything he wanted on Sunday against Cody. So then that means when it's bloodline rules, they basically have this match for 20 minutes or so with Cody, and then all of a sudden
the Usos here starts coming out, everybody
exactly.
Coming out.
So here come the Usos, Jimmy the bad Uso comes out, here comes the good Uso, Jey Uso, they take each other out. Then their little brother, Solo Sikoa, comes out, right? And when he comes out, all of a sudden, John Cena's music hits. Because John Cena and Solo Sikoa had a thing.
Sunday was crazy then.
So Cena comes out. He beats up Solo Sikoa. He's standing there for a minute like he's the man. Now here comes The Rock's music. Final Boss comes out.
Watch this.
So then Rock and Cena face off in the middle of the ring. The Rock, rock bottom Cena right there in the middle of the ring.
Woo.
He takes the belt. He's about to whip Cody with the belt. I mean, this place is coming unglued, by the way. And as he's about to whip him with the belt, the gong hits, the lights go out, and the Undertaker shows up. Undertaker choke slams The Rock in the middle of the ring. The Final Boss is taken out. Cody hits his move, the crossroads on Roman three times. And finally, the 3.5-year title reign for Roman Reigns is over, and Cody becomes champion. Old school, all the good guys come out into the ring and lift him up on their shoulders, and Cody is the man, and that is it.
Yo, that's what the people wanted, they say, right? That's what people wanted, Cody.
I got nervous on Saturday because Philly people are Philly people, that like they'd started, the booing started for Cody. And I was like, oh, here we go again. They about to ruin this whole thing and boo Cody on Sunday. But they didn't. It was too good. They couldn't boo. It was like, yo, we were screaming like children. I never seen anything like it. Like, pray, if you're listening right now and you're like, I'm a sports fan, I don't even get it. Pray you ever go to a sporting event that makes you scream like children the way I was in my mid-40s on Sunday night. We were, and then last night The Rock came out and had a thing with Cody. It was very weird and awkward, and I thought entertaining. And then Rock said he's got to go away for a little while. So, but he's indicated he will be back. This is not over. He wants this to keep going for a while.
We got people online about Ramadan. We got people on the line about wrestling. A lot of calls right now. Let's go to Ali. Talking about what people are eating because, you know, big day tomorrow. Ramadan is over, Ali. What you got planned?
Assalamu alaikum, everybody.
Yo, malaikum salam, sir.
How you doing, guys? Yeah, we got plans. I'm Albanian, so we got a whole big feast going on with the family.
Now, give us some of the... I need to learn the Albanian feast food. I'm not familiar. I want to learn. What do you guys do on the table?
What's it look like?
So the best, the first and foremost is the chorizo.
Cholate. What is that?
Chevapi. Chevapi.
Chevapi.
Okay.
Okay.
That's beef sausage, basically. Ooh.
Okay.
Ah.
Okay.
With some Albanian seasonings.
Correct. And then you got the burek.
Burek. What is that?
You got burek mekos, meaning burek with cheese, burek with spinach, and burek with meat.
A lot of burek popping off.
That's right, a lot of burek popping off, for real.
Yo, man. Well, listen, man, go in. I know Ramadan is hard. I know Lent is hard. It's all a hard commitment. And our boy Bascom say he screwed up during Ramadan, fam. Thank you, Ali. He said, I think you're supposed to read the Quran. And he didn't, he said he failed.
I mean.
Oh, he said he didn't finish.
Are you supposed to finish the whole thing?
Yeah, bro.
Good luck with all that. Hey, Bascom, you ain't the only one. Don't get fooled.
don't get down on yourself.
Well, listen, you know, Bascom became a Muslim later in life, so he probably feels a sense of obligation to really do it up. Meanwhile, if you've been born into it, bro, a lot of people ain't finishing. Come on.
Let's go to Ahmed on the line. Ahmed wants to talk about that food for Ramadan. We're going to skip it this year.
Yeah,
yo, but listen.
You've read it before.
Listen, man, whether it's Christian, Jew, Muslim, Catholic, yo, everybody stumbles. That's the whole point of trying to commitment, right? Like, the whole point of the journey is to, absolutely, you know, there's going to be some humanity sacrifice in there that's going to cause you to stumble, but can you make the sacrifice? Ahmed, what you got planned for Eid tomorrow?
Yeah, we got a big feast going on. My family's Egyptian, so we're going to be doing some fool and falafel. Fool is fava beans.
Fava beans.
And then, and then falafel, you know, our take on the falafel side of things.
There it is. Now, now, do you guys throw any, is it all Egyptian food or is there any other cultural food that's in there?
We'll do some American too. You know, we'll do some omelets, some turkey sausages, things like that. You know, we'll do the prayer. We'll do the prayer, and then we'll have a big breakfast after that. Usually by then we're starving at that point. You know.
Yeah, because I know now. Do New York City public schools have off tomorrow?
Yeah,
they do. Right. Yeah, all the schools off tomorrow for Eid El Fitr. Am I saying it right? Eid El Fitr, right?
Eid el Fitr.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go. I've been screwing it up. Thanks for y'all giving me grace on that because I've been botching that for years. Danielle wants to go WrestleMania with it. She was looking for you, Rosenberg.
Okay.
Danielle.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to say that I was screaming just like you on Sunday, Rosenberg. I was there. And of all the superstars that I could have been looking for, I was running around looking for you.
Aww. And you didn't spot me?
No, I was at the pre-show waiting for you, and then you were in the audience, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah, well, I know. Listen, I'm sorry that I disappointed you. They had me on different. They had me on different assignment this year. I was running around with backstage with a microphone, and then I was out by the risers because my wife was shooting photos. So I basically spent the whole night kind of hanging by the photo risers. Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm glad you had fun, though.
So wait, thank you, Danielle. We love you for listening. Now, Rosenberg, you've been at WWE for a minute now.
Yeah.
You know, of all the jobs you got, that company's going in the right direction.
Right. Very much so. Business is booming.
Business is booming. Giving you more work over there?
I wouldn't describe it that way.
But you're happy to be there. You got a pass.
I'm very happy to be there. Listen, I wasn't sitting at the desk this time, and it's the first time in many years that I wasn't at the desk. But I was grateful that they gave me some really cool spots. So, like, I got to do some other very cool stuff, interviewed a lot of people, you know. I was still all over the show, particularly on Sunday. So I had a ball. And, you know, when new people come in and companies are doing real well, people get their changes happen.
Yeah.
People start. And, by the way, last night's Raw looked literally completely different. It looked like a... They changed the entire feel of the show. So when these things happen, as I've learned from people who know, like Ebro and others, you got to just stay low and keep firing when all these changes are happening.
Oh, yeah. You just roll with it.
You just keep rolling. Be good at your job. Oh, hey, we know you usually do this. You're going to do that. You go, oh, yeah, sounds great. I love doing good. That.
Happy to be here.
All I know is I see the numbers keep going up. They keep breaking record gates every week. Which, by the way, is very funny because they announced the record gate and everybody celebrates in the crowd. I'm like, that just means that we all as fans paid more than we've ever paid before.
I was about to say that. They just take in your pocket and you're happy about it.
It's more popular than ever. People are in. But, yeah, I will say, though, it's kind of deserved. The product has been so good. People had so much fun, man. Like, people just...
No,
it's so rare
to watch.
There's something that doesn't let you down. You don't get let down when you go, and that's rare.
Yo, look, man, Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair and Naomi and what was it, what are they called? The crew they was fighting against? Damage Control. Yeah. Yo, there was a lot of matches that night. Those ladies was the cadence and the rhythm and the professionalism of the total performance and the athleticism of it all. Was remarkable, bro.
Well, I'm going to make sure we get Jade in studio soon because I interviewed her on Friday. I'd never interviewed her before. I'd only seen her. If you guys are listening, you've never seen her, just look up Jade Cargill. Yo, the interview with her, bro, I was like, oh my God. She's as entertaining and charismatic talking as she is to look at. She is something. So it's the dawn of a new day.
Back to Eid. What is it? Am I saying? I forgot how to say
Eid Mubarak?
No. Eid Mubarak.
That's the beginning?
I think you say it at the beginning, and it's kind of like a, you know. But Ramadan. But Eid al-Fitr, I think he said it was.
That sounded really nice.
Yeah, he pronounced it different, though.
Eid al-Fitr.
Right.
Rasan said. Anyway, Muhammad's on the line. Muhammad's calling Rasan. He's saying, don't feel bad. What'd you forget during Ramadan, Muhammad?
No, morning, guys. The first day, I forgot, and I was on my way to work. There was a bottle of water in my car, and I drank the bottle.
And your name, yo.
Nah.
Yo, Muhammad, you got to get the button. Your name is Muhammad. How are you forgetting?
I forgot. Listen, that's why a lot of people... A lot of Muslim around this time listens to the Quran in the morning, so to remind them that they're fasting.
Right. So you don't forget
and do something.
Right.
You know? But Ebro, congratulations on a baby.
Yo, thank you so much, Muhammad.
Guess what?
Yes.
I got two under two right now, so you know.
You're like our other Muslim brother, Rasan. You got too many kids under the same age, and our brother Griff. Y'all need to chill out.
I got two under two right now. Oh, man.
Two under two is crazy.
Out of control. Thank you for your call, Muhammad. Michelle's on the line. She does Ramadan. Her husband is Muslim, or her man. I don't know if you guys are married. Michelle.
Hi, good morning.
You happy for Eid tomorrow? You been hungry. Keep it real.
Yeah, this is actually my fifth year doing it. I'm not born Muslim. So I do it with my boyfriend. And tomorrow we're getting ready to celebrate with friends, family.
What are you guys eating? What's on the table? Talk about these meals. I need to know.
Well, for one, his favorite is lentil soup. So okay. I actually learned how to make it for him.
That's very dope.
Yeah.
That's all you're having is lentil soup?
So. Yo, I'm going to tell you right now.
Is trash.
I'll just tell you right now, if that's the highlight, if I fasted and the highlight my wife made was lentil soup, just know we're not seeing another, we're not doing another Ramadan together.
Listen. How long has Ramadan How long has Ramadan been? A month? Bro, y'all gotta come with some heat tomorrow, man.
Playing around, man. I know you've been so disciplined. I know you're hungry. Guess what we have? Your favorite lentil soup. That sounds crazy.
Nah, bro. Yo, let's get to the gurus.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen.
Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Send us your emails. That's your destination for clarity. And we welcome them. Shani, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
Cleanse the energy. Rosenberg, lead us. Lead us some breathing exercises and tell us who's out there in need of the guru. Send.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Good morning, gurus. I'm a 40-year-old woman, and I met a 43-year-old man on Facebook a few weeks ago. We started messaging through Facebook, and it turns out we hit it off. We have a lot in common. He only lives 45 minutes from me. He's divorced for 2.5 years and has a 16-year-old son. I have an 18-year-old son who's very independent, and I've never been married. We exchanged numbers. We've been texting every day for the past 3 weeks. I'm not super physically attracted to him, but the texting conversation's been really good and respectful so far, so I figured, why not see how it goes? The first week of texting, we made plans to meet in real life. The day of the meeting, he texted and asked to reschedule because his ex asked him to bring their son to a last-minute doctor's appointment. So I understood, and we rescheduled for the following Sunday. The following Sunday came, and he came down with a sinus infection and had to reschedule again. Again, I said, okay, because I understand things happen. We now rescheduled for this past Monday night after work. And Sunday night, he texted me again asking to reschedule because his ex wanted him to spend time with their son.
Not too much ex things in there.
Mind you, he just spent the day with him on Saturday. This is now the third time I'm being canceled on. And I understand his son is his first priority, but I feel like meeting him, he hasn't even put me on his priority bucket. I told him, I don't think this is going to work since it seems we're at different points in our lives when it comes to our kids. My question is, do you think I burned it down too quickly?
Nope.
And should have given him more of the benefit of the doubt since the cancellations had to do with his son? Or is it just keep on accepting the cancellation, setting the precedent that a relationship wouldn't come out of this? No, I think we all agree you did the right thing. It's a wrap.
And here's the big one. The big one is he keeps saying, my ex asked me to do a thing. Not like it's his schedule and he's in control of his calendar. His ex is in control of his calendar.
Right. She's got control of the situation. No bueno. And you got to ask if when he's canceling, is he immediately trying to find, I can't do today, but tomorrow can we link? Or is he just like, yo, got to deal with my son today?
Well, it sounds like they're rescheduling, but he's not in control of his calendar. How is your ex hitting you talking about you need to spend time with your son? You have a 16-year-old. You would think at a certain point y'all have a calendar and things are scheduled, and you have days that you spend time with your son, and you have days that you're doing other things.
Facts.
It doesn't sound like his calendar is in control.
No.
That's a problem.
She's listening to her gut. I think she made the right move, too.
Yeah, we're with you, man. I just don't think that dating is a priority right now for him. And yeah, he's right. not in charge of his calendar. I think you did the right thing. I think you dodged a bullet. So don't get caught up in like, what if, you know, should I? No. I think you made it clear where you stand, and it's just you guys are not on the same page, and that's okay. Right?
Better to catch it now.
Yeah.
Better to catch it now. We all agree. So say the gurus.
Burn it.
Ebro in the morning with Lauren Stiles and Rosenberg.
Simple.
Strength. No weakness. No weakness.
Yo, look, after 9, if you got time, join us on YouTube. We're on the Hot 97 YouTube, right? That's where this happens, the live after the live program.
Oh, yes, so, Hot 97 YouTube. That's right.
Well, we'll delve back into the J. Cole-ness, Drake-ness, and Kendrick-ness taking place in hip-hop. I don't know. What else we got up there? Anything else going on in the world that we care about?
For the live program after the show?
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many things to get to. Come on.
That's Rosenberg's version of no, there isn't, but we'll just make something up.
I got WrestleMania stories to talk about. We got to go more into the hip-hop of it all. I mean, the city walls. I mean, I'm concerned about that.
Fighting. I mean, it's a lot happening.
Yo, and we do have a guest, man. I'm going to introduce people to this poet that I love, too. So you can get some Asia Monet in your life. Coming up, Beat the Buzzer. Your chance to get paid. And Flashing Lights. Laura Stiles, what you working on?
You know, actor Jonathan Majors' punishment for the guilty verdict is in. Man, this has been ongoing for him. I'll give you details on this coming up. Flashing Lights.
Wow. Son, 70s. Today's going to be good. Today's going to be real good. Vibes, man. We're on the other side of an earthquake, an eclipse, you know. The world was ending yesterday. It was all over. It's a wrap. Let's wrap this thing up, huh?
That is a sign that, you know, things are coming to some type of climax.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man, because this has never happened before.
End of days.
What about the last time it happened, and the time before that, and the time before that?
That was good. Those were different.
Those were different endings. This is another
yeah,
one.
Yeah, why are you bringing up old stuff?
Hey. Sorry, my bad. I'm just trying to make sense of it all, guys. Just trying to make sense of it all. Listen, if any of this stuff is actually going to happen, guess what we'll have control over?
Nothing.
Nothing. That's the and for me, I find that beautiful. I find it beautiful that we are so arrogant that we actually think that there's something we're going to be able to do.
Well, you know, doomsday preppers are always going to be looking for signs to prepare themselves to.
Oh, I got a bunker.
The family. So
I got a bunker. Hey, but
so you down with the crew?
Listen, man, when it's time, it's going to be time, man.
Yeah.
You wrap it up, you pack it up.
You pack it up, you wrap it up.
You may not even.
You may not.
It may just be 1 second. It happens. It's over.
It might be a blip.
Kaboom.
Like when Thanos snapped his fingers.
Right. You ain't even said.
You didn't even know it was happening. You was up out of here.
Yeah, man. How many?
See you next lifetime.
How many extinction events have there been? 3?
Yeah.
So another one is going to happen. And all you can do is pray it's not while you're around. Or hopefully not your kids. That's all you can go for. Because those extinction events, when they happen, it's a rapsky.
This got morbid, man. I was just talking about, you know what I mean?
When you I saw one of those shows with Morgan Freeman as God talking. And that's like, this doesn't sound good.
But if you pay attention to the signs, maybe you can prepare yourself.
Do what?
To do and what? Where are you going, bro?
You got to become a cockroach and hope you can survive otherwise.
That's it. That's your only option, bro. That's it. Prepare yourself for what? That's why, I mean, and hopefully your life's in order and you get to go wherever the stories say we get to go.
Well, that's what they say. Get your soul right. Because if you think you got, you know, time might be.
And by the way, we don't even know if that's real. That's what faith is all about. That's why it's called a faith.
Well, if you have a faith and you ain't been right, you better get right.
Better get right.
Right.
And hopefully your faith works out right.
That's all you can hope
That's
for.
That's all you can do. That's all you can do. Oh, this was fun. Let's go to Ashley. It's time to beat the buzzer. Get somebody
Let's
paid.
Let's do this.
Ashley.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Ashley, do you know how to beat the buzzer?
Yes.
I heard you just got married.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Oh, congrats,
Thank
Ashley.
You.
You guys are going to beat the odds, too. I know it. I hear it in your voice. This is a forever thing for you guys. You guys got it. At least until the next extinction event. And then, you know, who knows what's going to happen. You know what I mean? But just ride out. It was a good time. All right, Ashley, make sure you say stop, okay? When you hear the money that you want, I'm going to try to help you out. It's time for Ashley to beat the buzzer.
$35. $105.
Nah, bro.
$155. $245. $295. $370.
Ashley.
$450.
What are you doing? Ashley. Ooh. Oh.
Nervous. Oh, my God.
Yo, that was, yo, listen, bro.
You were pushing it to the limit.
Yo, we might have to run the tape back, yo.
I think, honestly, Ebro, I think
the ball out of her hand. Was the ball out of her hand or nah? Wow.
For our own safety, we can't even tell you right now if you won. We got to have Griff go review that. I don't want to get that wrong. It was that close. Yeah. Griff says he needs 2 minutes to review the tape. Ashley, we're going to have to put you on hold, do flashing lights.
We're going to call the team in Secaucus and see what's going on and run the tape back.
We got to go to the review center. That was close.
Whoa.
Ashley, man, hold on. We think you won $450. I'm going with that.
Well, we think.
We think.
Was it at the buzzer?
I wish we had one of those, like, somebody to call in, like an old, you know, analytics person to call in and review the call. You know what I mean? That would be real efficient. This is terrible. We've never had this circumstance before. I think she got it.
I think she got it, too.
The call on the field, Ashley, was $450. So there's got to be.
I agree.
It has to be enough to overturn the call. If there's not enough to overturn the call, the money's hers.
Yes, agreed.
In the meantime, we'll get to the flashing lights report with Laura Staff.
Hold on.
The call on the field is $450.
I think she was in by, like, a half second.
I think the ball was out of her hands, but...
All right, well, we review. According to reports, actor Jonathan Majors won't serve any jail time after the jury found him guilty of last year's case assaulting his ex-girlfriend, Grace Jabari. He was sentenced to 52 weeks of domestic violence intervention program for the assault case. So that's really it for him, guys.
I mean, is it it? It's not really
it. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
His whole career is in shambles.
Facts.
B, there's been more allegations from other people saying stuff, which it doesn't seem like that stuff's getting traction, but nonetheless, people keep saying stuff. And yeah, now he's got to go into rebuild for acting in whatever form that's going to be.
Do you think he'll work again? You think he'll get major roles like he was?
Major roles like he was? I'm not sure if that's going to happen soon.
A Marvel villain?
No.
No. Right. That's a wrap.
Yeah,
it's going to be a build back. It's going to have to be. But like the thing that makes this story so crazy is that when it happened, it had been a long time since we'd even seen anyone blow up that fast.
Right.
Like he was blowing up. I was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, he no jail time. So let's see. Well, wait. I think we have an answer, guys.
Okay.
First of all, that's your Flash and Lights report.
All right, breaking news. We go to Laura Stiles now with the final call for Beat the Buzzer. Did Ashley actually say stop and win the $450? We have a review. Laura Stiles.
Behind the scenes, producer Griff has carefully analyzed the situation, brought in experts.
Okay.
And they've all came to a conclusion. Ah, Ashley. You made it just in
time. Oh,
it's
$450.
There you go.
Add this to the honeymoon fund.
Wow.
The house fund, whatever the fund is going to be for the family. Ashley?
Thank you. We actually go to Bahamas next week, so this is perfect.
$450 is yours. Have a great time out there in the Bahamas.
Yay.
Congrats on the money. Congrats on the marriage. Hang on, Ashley. We'll get your info and get you paid. Your next chance to beat the buzzer is at 12 noon. And congratulations. You played yourself Ride or Die. 97 minutes of commercial-free music is coming up next. And boy, are we going to be debating this J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar thing for congratulations. You played yourself. It's getting crazy. Oh, and you can jump on YouTube and check us live right now for the live after the live program show thingamajig.
Yeah, tune in YouTube, Hot 97 page.
You'll enjoy it.
It's Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.